It didn't exist as an individual people. It existed as one mass of water. That's all. So, but the moment it detached, so it doesn't exist as part of the mass of water, so people can be harmed. People can be harmed. And, but if it would be possible to be nitame, then people is not harmed. Otherwise, you can ask, why do we say, if one tip of mind playing in the kele, with a big kettle of mind playing, so then all the water in the big kettle, it can have thousands of the kettle, become total. But why does it become total? The answer is that the halacha of tume. So if there is contact between one tipe of mind of mashkin playing with a million tipes or a billion tipes of heretofore mind tailing, so then there is no people because there is tume, there is kabbalah tume. But if there is no kabbalah tume, then there can be people. So then you ask, so why in the kabbalah itself there couldn't be kabbalah tume? Let there be people? So the answer is the Rashi hidden. But the moment they are detached, so it's not mechuber anymore. And kabbalah tume there couldn't be because there was no adoche. So it doesn't have a shemashke. So the melee, it's chobat in what name? Alright. So, mikabel tumer shub, I think it's a tuba mitamik in force. It's beyond chobat in what name? Pira shub, people may see people. When they say people, mitamer is a kicker. I want to shem hachim away. Nipu amayim shal a kicker. Why? Because then it requires shemashke. So, there couldn't be any people. Because there is kabbalah tume. גם כן מחלטה טיפו, בשביל מלחים ומטר איזה טיפו שכל טיפו אני גר בניתנו הוא הפיך לו איתם איזה טיפו וזהו הפירו של מה הוא הביא לך פעם שהמילים האלה של טיפה זה מים מים מגז וכיקה פירו יש לרפשי בן סובה שלבדוק לו טיפה זה מים מחלטה שרובו אני מתיר אף שאין איתם איזה How does they grow? He says, the Rav Shimon Sova רב שמעון סובר, שלפות לו טיפה סתמי, מחמא שרובו עליהם התארים, אף שאין אין מטעם איזה. So how does the Gemara explain the מחלוקת between רב שמעון and רבנות? He says, because רב שמעון holds that שלפות לו טיפה סתמי, מחמא שרובו עליהם התארים, אף שאין מטעם איזה. כי זה because the price in the self dimension is beyond. So Roba Atir Rat Mei. Roba Atir Rat Mei. Why is Roba Atir Rat Mei? Because it's not Mechuber anymore. So there is no reason as to why Bittul shouldn't take place. So Bittul does take effect. So we made the Rabbon, that's what the Rabbon is saying. So we made it appears from the Gor that this is how he explains the Shita of the Rabbon. Who are chilek Rav Shimon. Nonetheless, the Rabbanon would also be chayishish. Maybe the tipe appeared in isolation. Why not? There is a possibility, so we should be chayishish for it. But according to the Rabbanon, even if it had been determined conclusively that at one moment all the other tipes dropped off the kikah, and just tipe X remained in isolation, it wouldn't be retired with Tamil the Kikya. Because in view of the fact that it was going Biach, so maybe that means that when he picked up the Kikya, so the Tipes and the Kikya did not acquire Chaleshe Mashke. If they did not acquire Chaleshe Mashke, so they were incapable of being in Kamutume. If they were incapable of being in Kamutume, so the first moment, he picked up the kikia and there was Tipe X together with 300 other tipes, so the male became bottle. If he became bottle, so then 5 minutes later, 2 minutes later, 1 minute later, all the other 299 tipes drop off and Tipe X remains. So what? Tipe X already became bottle. So the tumor was broken. So melee, if the tumor of Tipe X was Boka, how can it be Mitam de Kikya? But Shimon holds that in the first moment when he picked up the kikar without a doch. So it did not require shimashke. It wasn't capable of being mitamim the other tipes that were combining on the kikar with tipex, but tipex, the tume of tipex did not become vato. Why didn't tipex become vato? Because after all, Bishleime, as long as it was in the Gabo, so then there is Aloche, that Mechuba is not becoming Tumi. So I mean, that Mechuba, I'm sorry, that Mechuba, there is no people, as Rashi says in Gittin. But the moment he picked up the kicker, so let's say 300 tibes were detached from the Gabo, it's not Mechuba anymore. So the Shita of Rabshinadi is that apparently, this is how the Gemara explains it. The Shita of Rav Shimon is that in view of the fact that these 300 tipes were not picked up b'rotzin, they were not detached b'rotzin, only he was forced to do it because he wanted to pick up the kikar. He wasn't interested in picking up tipes. So it wasn't on the rotzen, so the mail, all the 300 tipes that are on top of the kikar are considered as if they had still been in the pool. They are still considered minor bot. In other words, even those tipes that were detached from the water are still considered minor bot. In the mail, there is no people house. There is no people come. So that's why Rav Shimon says, so since no people was called, and we have to differentiate, maybe at one moment all the other tipes dropped off from the kikar, and tipex remained in isolation. So the mele, its identity was revived, and the mele, if its identity was revived, so it can be become the kikar at that moment. Because the tumor per se that was inherent in TPX never became one. Only things TPX itself ceased to exist for a certain time. But now, when it exists in isolation, some male, its identity should be revived. That's a shimei. When Rabbanon say, but TPX is not tume, because it became bottle the moment the kicker was picked up. From the Gabo. It seems that this is the way the Gor explains the Shita of Machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbah. But not everybody agrees with the Shah. There are some who hold that the Machlokes, you'll see from some machine, that the Machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is on the question as to whether we have to be Cheshish for this remote possibility. That maybe at one moment all the other tipes dropped off and TPX remained in isolation. So the Shimon is Cheshish for such a remote possibility. The Rabbanon are not Cheshish. All right, we'll leave it here now for Sunday. Now, you should go over all the other Mishnahs, and then we'll go over the Rashi and the Rosh and the Rambam, and I think it will be very simple. Because we already discussed, the Shita of the Rambam, the Shita of the Rashi, so it will not be difficult. But in connection with Mishneh Zayin, Remaina Men, Mayu Shemino Morti, Vishobel of Mayu Shumi, Shomim Mikro Talibesh Beer, Remaina Tabu Hoshu, you should look up the Rambam. Very important Rambam. And the Rambam, he gives two terutzi. And one terutz, the one terrace he refutes, but the terrace that he refutes seems to be a very good terrace. I mean, in spite of the refutation, and then another terrace. And one of the terrace of Rav Chaim is also mentioned in the Lechem Simba. That's the Mechaber, also a very good tefer. That's the Mechaber of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a very good tefer. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, so he wrote, for Baladatim, not for London. So maybe you cannot see any Londons in Rav Shlomi Gansky. No wonders, I mean, when you look at the kids to Chonoch, you think, I mean, it was written by someone who just knew, I mean, the superficial halachas, I mean. But it was a big lamb with lamb of Hanukkah. The Sefer Lech HaBisimlo is a very good Sefer, and there are several that comes in Lech HaBisimlo that he was in Hanukkah. I'm sure you can
see. Yud Dalet Elul Hashana Tav Shem Mem Aleph, September 13th, 1981.
We left off in the middle of the Rash, on Mishnah Aleph. Davor, that's the third line from the end of the column in the Rash, on Mishnah Aleph. Davor shenom al nisich yayin vash v'cholo. Hiluchin acharei. So if the Davor, so some yayin or vash and cholo fell into it, so hiluchin acharei. In other words, now the yayin dvash v'cholo is stomach. What stomach? And so it all depends what is the whole. If the whole is yayin dvash v'cholo, so everything becomes stomach. And if the whole is the meikavo, so it's not stomach. No fal v'seich shemen, afal pishin kvu, harei ze stomach. מפישי אפשר לא צייס על ידי ציצוחי שמן. But if שמן oil spilled into the gabo, that's the mitzies, that it doesn't mix. Oil doesn't mix with water. So even if he poured off from the top, so some droplets of shemen will remain in the gabo, and that remains stomach. Yayin shel truma shenofal al gabi peiretz. Suppose yayin shel truma that is shenofal al gabi peiretz yavichon behemoto. In other words, if you rinse it off, so then all the yayin shel truma will be washed off. Memele, Izar will be allowed to eat the peiretz. וכן שמן של תרומו שלא פה גם בפרס יעדיך למיטורי. Because even though שמן doesn't mix with anything and it stays there, and even when you pour it off, so it still remains, that's only when שמן is spilled into a liquid. But when שמן is spilled and is solid upon פרס, then when you rinse off, if you rinse off well, so all the droplets of shemen will be washed off. But one difference, you see, shemen is very viscous. And if some shemen will spill, and let's say on peiretz, so then in order to wash off the droplets of the shemen completely, you'll have to rub them. Not just if you put the peiretz, let's say some shemen will drip and will spill, let's say on an arm or an apple, and then you put the apple under the faucet, so some droplets of shemen will remain sticky. You'll have to, because shemen sticks very much, but if you rub it with the water, so then it will wash off all the droplets of shemen. So shemen shall do mishno vagar peves yadichon vimitoi no paral kabiyayi vikopo oisiyayi muta. So suppose it is the shemen shel truma was spilled upon the yayin. So is yayin muta no falo gabatia ikepen kidei she yivatil tam shemen shabur. So in other words, as long as you take off a little bit from the top, some mele no shemen will be left. Now Perish, Higbiya Akiko. Now he's Mephoresh, because we went over the first step of the deceptive last time. So the Rash explained it. Perish, Higbiya Akiko. That is reference to the first step of the deceptive. Higbiya Akikya. Kolema Kishigbiya Nama Akikya Ruyuch Shibu Mayim Shebei. Ruyuch Shibu Mayim Shebei. Kabe. Tum. There is a very safe. Reyukhi wa mayim shabayim kabe tum. These badwa hati po to negate. Abo kishi diya tukshin wa mayim shabayim kabe. We kabe tumose in hati pe. Vom in his badwa me. Ala adara. Tidit me of the kabe. Pirashim sova. Ta piloi diachtomi. Mishim dishemo yipsei. כשנופלו כל המים, נשתיו העתיקו על גבי הקיקר ותימוס. גבו לא שנוחי, גבו לא שרבי. הלכי נחרו, דמריב מים, תרס גבו עליהם, דמריב משתית מי. אבו כשנפרו, שקופה השמן ויסירים על גב המים, יגיחו מפיריז ומתור ומזור. נופל גם יני שוטרים לו, וכיו השם לא לו, פסיעי מתוריזורים, ולחשינו מזצור השם. נגו את זה סלום, יש סיפור זו, אקסטרי דראפס. Of the shemen, so then he's sure that no droplets of shemen remain. All right. Now, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shimon Akule Koy Tani. Akule Koy. The time in the Hanukkah Prayer, Bobek, the time in the Kamais Parish. He shows a Toyo Toyo, Tamir Shalul, Kabut Matzinsush. Echot me Gabi, me Beiris, me Sikhi, Koyma, Kohanach, Mayim, the Hoshim Hoche, Shot, the Holadim. תנון הוח עד מיילה השניו, מתאמצי שפוסו. ותספת מפורש, אילו אין מתאמצי שאולי פוסו. כל זמן שעכשיו הם ירדים והור ומציצי, כלימה, כל זמן שהסמצו המיילים מובץ וסמובב. הקרינים לי לפוסקו, פוסקו הקשומי, so the קשומי is מתאילה, the tumor of TPS. But, suppose it start raining, so then it depends. If it stopped raining, let's say, at 1 o'clock, and now it already shakes it at 2 o'clock. So if it's actually raining, so within that hour, so it was possible that the tome of any drain can be contaminated, whether it contaminated the whole gather, according to the Rambam, or it contaminated the TPS. Doesn't make any difference, but it contaminated. Something. So then it's stomach. But Khaiji, you know, yeah. So it wasn't physically possible. After the rain stopped for the tome to have contaminated, because it takes more than an hour to from a resident of the city to walk over to that garden. So maybe it's stomach. הקרינו לי עוד דרך פעים, חלשים את שמש הזאת דומים, אני הולך לתומת. תניה ותיסף, חס כסנתית וגם יש בפיס לחנוי איץ, שבשו סרבי, תשעזק שום עם הקלטו, there was the mining that are in the pits, in the streets, adjacent to the doors of the stores. So if it's the time of rainfall, so I can tell you, because what Khshoshi is there? Khshoshi is there, maybe, let's say, an hour ago, a drink from it, and it contaminated the water in the pit that is near the store in the street. So it contaminated all the water according to the Rambam, or it contaminated Tipex according to the other chain. So, he contaminated something, but if it keeps on raining, so even if, let's say, an hour ago, a tome did contaminate, but it kept on raining, so the pouring of the Yovides actually, so purified was Nitalia Tipes, or the whole Nicaragua, whatever, I mean, according to the change. So, how do they post-actually, but suppose the rain stopped, so, and there is enough time for the tome to contaminate the water in the bayways that are near, that are adjacent to the stores in the street. So, harei kibishiris, shebishvokim hilchi hacharo. I mean, suppose you have water in the markets, so hilchi hacharo. משליחס ומגשומים של ניסאו ובקירים ובקרקע פני וביודם רבשים מנהים בקירים פני בקרקע תר פוסקו הגשומים עד פרודי לאורי דרך מעין מרחקים תהילים עד שיהיו חולים מאודו. במה לא אמורים בגבו שאפשר להשתיר לי כמו כיפרס ישראל ובניקול, אבל גבו שאפשר להשתיר לי כמו כיפרס ישראל ובניקול ומוצא שפרס ישראל ואודו פרס רק ובאים לו גאסו יסדומי מכיני פרס רק ובאים לדעת אותו היה גבו שאין לי במסוף לא פרסיר את הפוחד בשביל שספוג עם מים שולים שיר שיר לחום לחל ולתרומו והוא ריטל ממנו ידיים כשיר להקיס אותו. So that's the derech of the Rash, continually. I mean, the Rash does whole passage on the Tosefta. And then he'll start explaining. Sometimes he explains every portion of it, so then it's not difficult. And sometimes he cites a very long passage, and then he just explains certain things, and the major portion of the passage in the Tosefta, the Rash in the Tosefta, he doesn't even explain. But that's his derech, the Rash derech. So, now, Pirish, he starts explaining it. Cheskes atit, muhechkikes atit, that's the gumes, the pits, the ube yosiach mo, the tnam, bimei shviche she tishvokim, hilchen acharo, the tnam nisachas machshirim, shviche she yod alei nikshomim, imrei bina tomei tomei, bimrei bina toya toya, kelein avichei yichet vohosom asdino basavivo, hochenam lehoche begab, now we're spotted in the same message, the same aloche. That is mentioned in Sechas Machshirim, that the Rav Bertinore quoted. In other words, suppose in those pits, so they were mind-made, because people spilled. That's Shvirches. Shvirches means dirty water, unclean water, that people pour out there into the pits. It's in the street. So they pour out all the unclean water, and that unclean water at the time. So before they spilled it out, it became tome. So the tome was not poka as a result of being poured into the pit in the street. But after that it started to rain, and some rainwater spilled on top of the mishvichets. So the halacha is that mikshomim can be machshir, can be mitayeh, the mind made. That's the Mishneh Machshirim. So that's what he says. The Chedich Hedos Atum Lo, Kudo Hanam Lo Hoche Begab. Now then, the Tosefta mentions, now there is one thing that the Rash, and that you can constantly find the Rash. I mean, you would expect the Rash to explain certain parts of the Pricing Tosefta that require explanation, and he just ignores it. I mean, because he ignores it, because to him it didn't require an explanation. It was very pushy. But to us, it seems very difficult. So let's see the Tosefta with the Pirush HaMor. Because the Rash doesn't explain it. That you find constantly in the Rash. Usually, he just explains certain isolated points in the Tosefta, and the bulk of the Tosefta, the price of the Tosefta, he doesn't explain. All right, now let's see. Halacha is the halacha yin in the Tosefta. Cheskas tit v'gamiyis shel pischei chanuyis shel yoshes rabi v'shas akshomim hakotoy posko akshomim arei mishviches v'shel shuki hilchen haro mishviches v'mishomim shel misarbu בין ביקוי, בין ביקרקה, רב יהודה ורב שמעון אומרים, בין ביקוי, בין ביקרקה. So the halacha is that it's me. That's the tanakam. רב יהודה ורב שמעון אומרים, ביקרי, מי, וביקרקה. Now let's see the Bira Gaon. אוקס, תתפי קומייס, שנפיסחי חנויית, Chanuyes, Birshus Rabbi, the fifth big line, the Birago, Ukas, Tidvi Gumiyes, Shem Pisre Chanuyes, Birshus Rabbi, Pire Sheshom Yishay Prin Harve, Umistob Erop Ushom Hashay Prin Atmei Maramayim Shemuk, Umipicho, Mishas Akshom Im Hakotoya, Pire Shakshom Im Tare Nahamayim Atmei, Shom Shemri, Kishorobu Yishay Ishtiku, Umarkid Yisrael, Umarkid Yisrael, according to Mishamayim, Robu Beishotfu, הם וישתפו בסילו רוב אחר פי שלא ישתפו הם מתרחשים מהם שותפו אחר פי שלא ירוב אורי יש בשווקים פירושי סנאגום מישראלים דין בשווקים in the markets הלכי נחרי פירש דהיינה אם הגיעו לי שומרים בשביל הסתומים ועם רפטוי ומשמע לוחם דיוקו על משליח הסרוב על המים שבוי, יסנית ומפורש די איש חיבורי, דיביקאו עם דיקולה על תומי, ובעיקר כפליגי, נבואת, here the price is discussing the case, not where מיקשונים dropped on top of the משליחס. If the מיקשונים dropped on top of the משליחס, so that is מתאיר, the תומי of the משליחס. But no mikshon dropped. He didn't train for some time. He didn't train. And let's say in the course of the days, so many people spilled out their unclean water into those pits in the mountains. So they spilled it out. So the unclean water. But those pits had natural water. Had natural water, I mean rain water that rained in before the people spilled the unclean water. If the rain water comes less, so then it has the effect of being mitaya, the heretofore mishiris that was spilled into the bay. But suppose you had a bay that had rain water, that was clean water, and then people kept on spilling, emptying the spilling the unclean water into the clean water. The clean water. So there are two situations. Sometimes they put a cap there in the market, a big kettle or a big top in the market, into which the people will be able to dump the unclean water into that cap. That's Mayim Shebishmoki Shebikei. And sometimes there is a Beya, there is a Gumo, and that Gumo had rainwater that rained in first, and then people spilled in downstream water into that Gumo. So there are two situations. So in respect, so he said as follows. הלכי לחבור, פירש, דהיימה, אם רגיעו לי שומרו בשביך הסתומי, ואם רב טוי, ומשמע אוכל, דוקו על אם השביך הסרוב על המים שבנתמי, ומפורש יש חיליק, דביקאו לי, ריפו על אותומי, ובקרקע פלי, ואוכל פירש, מי, שביך הסומנשונים, שנסערו בקרקע, not in the kettle that was placed in the market, but in the gume, in the market, in the beer, פירש ואורי במי שביחס, בין בקרים, בין בקרקע תמי, רב יהודה ורב שמעון אומרים, בקרים תומי או בקרקע תוהר, פירש ואפילו אורי במי שביחס. So it's a very strange thing, I mean, here we see. So there is a machlei case, between the Tanikame on one hand and Reb Yude and Reb Shimon Dana. And the Machloi case is referenced to the case not where the Mikshoni was the last thing that dropped over the Mishkechas. Then it's the Mishne Machshirim, the Yiridas Hakshonim has the effect of purifying, of being entire, the Tumas Hashkechas. But it here it is like the machleket between Tanikame and Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon has referenced to the case where there was no Yiridas Hakshonim. In other words, but there was clean water in the Gume that rained in some time ago, and then people poured in, they spilled in, they dumped their unclean water into that Gume on top of the clean water. And the major portion thereof consists of the unclean water that the people dumped into the green water in the bay, in the mouth. So, Kamekame says that in view of the fact that the unclean water that was dumped into the clean water in the bay or in the market is raw. So the melee, everything becomes dumb. Everything becomes dumb. And Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon say no. Even though the main shechas, the heretofore unclean water, might make are more, even though they are more than the clean water that was at the bottom of the bay or in the showcase in the market. So even so, it doesn't become tough. It becomes tough. Now, so if there is a machlekes tanoim here. And the Rash, the strange thing about it, he quotes the whole Pesach, and it requires an explanation, and the Rash, he ignores it, he doesn't try to explain, just you'll find it constantly in the Rash. That he'll mention a very long Pesach with the Sefer quote, and he'll just explain certain isolated points of the Pesach. And the bulk of the Pesach with the Sefer, he doesn't even explain. It didn't require an explanation for the Rash. Now, we have to understand, what's the machlokes between Tanichami on one hand, and Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, and Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon on the other hand. And Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon on the other hand. Now, so, according to the Rash, now, we saw that the Rashi thing is that Mayim Chubori cannot be Kabotum. Mayim Chubori cannot be Kabotum. Not like the Rambam, that in Mayim Chuborim can be Mekabotume if it is coupled with the element of Chutz. But the Shita of the Rashi is that Mayim Chuborim cannot be Mekabotume, and not even like the Raive, because the Raive Shita is that Mayim Chuborim can be Mekabotume, if, let's say, it's less than a Revi, so it doesn't have the Shem Mikve mineralizing. It can be Mekabotume. But the Shita of the Rashi is, even if it's more than the Revi, and it has the Shem Mikve, so, regarding Taharas, Machmitz, Meiris, so still it cannot be Mekabotum. That's the Shita of the Rash. So Mayim Chuborim cannot be Mekabotum. So the question is, why does the Tanakhame say, baby Kaili, baby Karka is Mei? Baby Kaili, baby Karka is Mei. But Mayim Chuborim, according to the Rash, cannot be Mekabotum. The answer is, here the Tanakhame is referenced to what case? Where you had Mayim Teir in the mail in the Shvokis, in the market. And then people dumped their unclean, the Mayim Teir, into that bay. And the Mayim Teir, the unclean water that they dumped into the bayrails in the Shvokis was more than the heretofore mountain, let's say, the mikshomim that was in those bailings before the people dumped the unclean water, so the volume of that mountain was one song. Now people dumped in unclean water with the volume of two song. So the melee, so Tanikami says, that all the water becomes tummy. And Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon say, no, it doesn't become tummy. It doesn't become tummy. Now the question is, why does Tanikame say that it becomes tummy? It becomes tummy. But after all, the Shita of the Rashi is that Mayim Chuborim cannot be recovered to me. The answer is, in the Lama, Mayim Chuborim cannot be recovered to me. But here, people dumped in two souls of mind plane that were already plane. And these mind plane, the two saw of mind plane, so became intermingled, mirrored in the bay with the saw that heretofore was stoic. So true, you see, there is a possibility of Kabbalah stomach, mitzad migin. So that's the aloha that the mayim chuborim cannot be mikabel tumi. But here we have two souls that were tumi before, and we have one soul that was toya before. Now the two souls, mayim became yuret, intermingled with the one soul mayim tailing. So Tanakame says everything becomes tumi. Because in the Gabo you cannot, you know, separate the one soul from the two soul. It's one mess of water now. So on the basis of Biyum Mikvoyes Kishveres Aneit, here there is certainly Kishveres Aneit. So it becomes one mess of water. Like, so the Mele, if it becomes one mess of water, so the Mele becomes, it becomes something. What does Rabbeinu Rav Shimon say? Rabbeinu Rav Shimon say, since there could not be tumah on the basis of matter of nigin, because the mind made that became the mind, the hearing that is in the bayer, in the shvokis, in the market, so that doesn't have the chalisha mashke. So it cannot be mikabel tumi as a result of mag. So in mele, he says, since it is intermingled, since the here to four mind play are intermingled with the one soul of my tailing, and it's like one mess of water. So since the mind, the heretofore mind tailing cannot become tomei, so the melee, the as long as the heretofore two soul mind tailing are intermingled, bekarke, with the heretofore one soul mind tailing, So it's one mess of water. So it cannot be half toy and half not toy. Because the aloha is Yiruv Mikvoy Shveres Aneit. It's one mayim. It's like one big tipis mayim. So just as you cannot say that one tipis mayim should be half toy and half toy. So let's say, suppose you could isolate a molecule of water. Could you say, I mean, half of the molecule is toya, half of the molecule is tomei? You couldn't say that. Either it's completely tomei or it's completely toya. It couldn't be half toya, half tomei. So here, in view of the fact that they are intermingled, some mele, as long as they are intermingled in the bayir, in the shvokes, so the shemashki is fucked. Because the heretofore one soul does never have a shemash. The heretofore two soul unclean water had a shemash before they were done. Now they are intermingled. So according to the Kame, on the basis of Yul, so everything becomes tummy. Everything becomes, according to the Rebbe Rav Shimon, on the contrary. So as long as they are, because as we explain the Mishnayos, in other words, in the Gabor, they lose their individuality, their identity. There is no tipe has any identity as a tipe. It's one mess of water. It exists as one mess of water. So the Mele, the Nakama holds, true, since it's one mess of water, and the major portion here to fall was stomach. So everything is stomach, not on the basis of Magi of Kabbalah's stomach. Because the tumor of the here to fall two saw spreads to all the water, because it's one water, it's like one gigantic thing. That's the Tarikame. And Rabbi Rav Shimon say just the reverse. Since it's one mass of water, and the heretofore one saw of mind tailing never had a shemash, and it cannot be tomei, It cannot be coming. So Mele, even the heretofore do so mind made. I'm not telling you that, because they do not exist as two so, one so. It's one mess of water. That's the Machlokes. Alright, now, the second day. So he says, so when do we say, but the moment most people started already to reach that gabo after the rain stopped, so then it's likely that it became contaminated again by drinking of the rain water. So Bamed Ram will be Gabo Shev Shalom Ishtes, will he have became Parsis, Radlo, Nikores. If it is the kind of a Gabo that does not leave any footsteps, marks, any marks of the footsteps near the Gabo. In other words, it all depends. If you have sand, if the shore of the Gabo has a lot of sand, so then if anybody passes by, if anybody drinks, so then he will leave footsteps, he will leave marks, if it has sand, if there is a lot of sand at the shore of the garden. So then, assuming that people already stopped off in the Gabo and they drank from the water of the Gabo, so they should have left marks of their footsteps. And if we don't see footsteps, so it's a raya that fortunately, no one, even though a long time has passed by within which it was possible for tens of people to stop off and drink, but fortunately, no one stopped off to drink, because if anyone had stopped off to drink, and there is a lot of sand at the shore of the Gabo, how is it we don't see any footsteps and marks of footsteps? So the conclusion, the logical conclusion must be that fortunately no one stopped up. But suppose there is no sand at the shore of the Gabo, so then the fact that you can't see any footsteps, any marks, is no right. People, maybe hundreds of people stopped up, but there are no marks because there were no sand on the shore. Let's say it was, say, rocks there, so at the shore. So no marks remain of the footsteps. So Avogabo Sheyefshalo Mishteis, Achet Hei Mikheim Ragot Nikoli. But if it is a Gabo, so in other words, if it is, there is no sand at the shore of the Gabo, so then it's Tomei. We have to Cheshish Nehmi and Odom Tomei stopped off, and the contaminated water. And the reason as to why we don't see any footsteps, because it doesn't make an impression that there is no sand. So the footsteps don't make any marks, don't leave any marks. But suppose the reason the shore is a sandy shore of the Gabo. So then if somebody stops there to drink, he must leave marks of footsteps. So then it depends. Avogabo Sheyefshalo Mishteis, Achet Hei Mikheim Ragot Nikoreim, Umotso Shom Mikheim Parsis Ragli Odo, Mikheim Parsis Ragli Behemot Daso, so then it is Tomei. Mikheim Parsis Ragli Behemot Dako is Tomei. If he finds footsteps of a human being, so it's Tomei. Because if there's footsteps of a human being, what does it mean? That a human being stopped off, he plastered himself at the shore and he drank from the water. So thereby he contaminated the water. Whether he contaminated all the water or just depends. I mean, that's totally the Machlok in the Rambam direction. But and even if we don't see any marks of human footsteps, but we find marks of the Ibrahim Gaza footsteps, of the horse, of the marks of the footsteps of the horse. Now, a person is likely to ride on a horse. So it could be that he did not step on the shore, but as he prostrated himself on the horse, so, and drank from the water. And that's, so again it is done. But if he finds the marks of the footsteps of a behemoth, let's say of a lamb, of a sheep. Now, no person rides on a behemoth. A person can ride on a donkey, he can ride on a horse, and a behemoth he can ride. But it's not likely. It's possible, but no one does it. It's something unlikely, very unlikely, that a person should ride on a behemoth. And since he doesn't see any marks of the footsteps of a behemoth or human footsteps, so it's a raya that no human being stopped up there. But who stopped up there? Sheep, lambs, rams stopped up there. Goats stopped up there. So they couldn't contaminate the water. Only a human being could contaminate the water. That's the challenge.